I'm going to go into detail of how to actually resolve a limiting belief. I'm going to explain to you what a limiting belief is, how it came to form, and what resolving it actually even means. And you're also going to learn why this is so important. And if you don't do this, you're going to arrive at a place of imposter syndrome, where you're still not going to feel good enough for doing what you're doing, which won't allow you to grow further and further. Now, if you're creating a business, whatever that is, let's say if you're working up the corporate ladder or creating something yourself as an entrepreneur, no matter what it is, you are growing as a person. You want to go from A to B to C to D. You want to grow something. And to simplify it, and I mean, this is simple, not easy, simplify it. The only thing that's stopping you from achieving what you're trying to build is you. It's the beliefs that you have that are making you make the decisions of not moving forward. And that comes through the challenges that you're going to face as you're trying to build something. And this is the difference between success and failure. If I was to ask you what's the opposite of success, more than likely you'd say failure. And that is not true. Failure cannot be the opposite of success, because failure is actually the key component to succeeding. You're going to fail as ways of figuring out how it's not done so you can figure out how it is done. If you do not fail in life, there is no growth, and you need to grow in order to succeed. But what the limiting beliefs that you have do is you will fail at something and you will use that as the reason to stop. That might come in a way as, oh, I'm not good enough. I can't achieve what I want to achieve. I just can't figure it out. I've tried, I can't do it. That mentality, that mindset, that belief is what's stopping you from doing it many more times until you figure out the formula. And that's what everyone's saying. Everyone like myself, who's in my position, who's helping other people to grow and achieve greatness, achieve what they're trying to achieve, create whatever it is in their business. The advice is always keep going, learn from your mistakes. And beliefs are mentioned a lot because there's a recognition that the thing that is actually stopping you from achieving is the belief that's making you stop yourself. So can you see how resolving these beliefs is going to be a huge benefit to you? Because if you're resolving the thing that's stopping you from achieving what you're trying to achieve, then you will achieve it. So let's get into what a belief is. A belief is a thought that's thought over and over again. Throughout your life, you've had many instances where you've experienced emotional distress without resolution for that distress. This is what we call trauma. And trauma is not this only huge big thing like a car crash or a death in the family or sexual abuse or a fight. Trauma happens so much more than you would think. As a child, it's extremely traumatizing to be scolded. It's traumatizing to be put on the bottom step. It's traumatizing to be jealous that someone's got a toy and you don't, and you're being told off for that. It's traumatizing to be angry and being told that you shouldn't be angry. That rejection of your anger is traumatizing because it's emotional distress that has not been resolved. Now, in those moments, what you do is you give meaning to the situation, to the experience. And you're not logically giving meaning, and you're not old enough or wise enough to even understand what's going on. And because the people around us also don't really know what's going on, it's kind of left down to you to give meaning in the only way that you can kind of work out and understand what's going on. And you give meaning to the situation and meaning to yourself. So I will get scolded, and I will make that mean that the reason I am getting scolded is because I'm not going enough. The reason I'm not allowed to be angry and express my own needs is because I'm not good enough. The reason I keep getting put on the bottom step is because I've misbehaved, therefore I'm not good enough. The reason I get scolded because I didn't get full marks on the school exam is because I'm not good enough. I tried my best, it wasn't good enough, therefore I am not good enough. These meanings are thoughts. And if I keep giving the same meaning over and over again, because that's the same thought over and over again, eventually those meanings become beliefs. And because this is happening in the moments where I am experiencing emotional distress without resolution, which is what trauma is, those are the beliefs that I am unconscious of, unaware of. And the aspects of myself that I am unconscious and unaware of is what we call the human shadow. And as an adult, I will try to achieve something, try to create something. As an entrepreneur, I will try and build a business where I can leave the 9-to-5 rat race and create something for myself. And when I come to do that, all of the experiences in my past where I've given meaning that I'm not good enough start coming to my awareness. They're being triggered for me to feel them. I'm living in the belief that I am not good enough. This is what is stopping me from taking action to actually creating what I want to create. And let's say that I actually start taking action, but as I'm taking action, I'm not seeing the success that I really want to see or believe I should see. So again, I give meaning to that because that's very normal. And I'm being triggered to feel my limiting beliefs, which were the meanings that I gave previously. It doesn't matter what I do, it's not good enough. I'm not going to be able to make the sales. I'm not going to be able to create what I want to create. Just the same as when I was in school and I was trying my best to get the best results and scores on the test, but that wasn't good enough either. Just like that, this isn't good enough. So what's the point? So there are parts of me that I believe like, what's the point? I'm not going to keep going. It's terrifying. I can't handle the pain of that rejection. The pain that the limiting belief that I'm not good enough has. And because you are unconscious of all of this in your adult life, trying to achieve something, you go to move forward and you just can't really bring yourself to do it because the unconscious limiting beliefs are what's really driving you. And the way that they drive you is that they hit the brakes. But if we were to like kind of go to the objective perspective, look down on that situation, we recognize that all I need to do in order to move forward is resolve what's stopping me, which are my limiting beliefs. So, by integrating the parts of myself that gave the meanings from all of my past experiences that I'm not good enough, that I can't achieve it, that it doesn't matter how hard I try, it's never going to be enough. By integrating those parts of myself, I will no longer carry those beliefs as strongly as I do. It will not cripple me and it will not stop me from being able to move forward. I will completely shift and change my mindset, but my mindset isn't just one part of me. My overall mindset is the amalgamation of all of the parts of me, the ones I'm conscious of, and mainly the ones I am unconscious of. You are unconscious of 95% of the thoughts that you think on a daily basis. That means 95% of all of the parts of yourself you are unconscious of. And if 95% of them are mainly giving energy to the belief that you're not good enough, you're not able to, you can't do it, you're not worthy, guess what reality you're living? So by the simplicity of resolving these limiting beliefs, you will be able to move forward in a more powerful, confident way that you do. So let's also talk about what it's like when you move forward, even though you don't integrate and resolve these beliefs. This is when people bulldoze these parts of themselves. So if you're there trying to achieve something and there's all these thoughts that are coming up, like I'm not good enough, I'm not able to do it, which is all communication of the parts of yourself that need integrating, which is why they're there. They're trying to get your attention. But let's say you do what a lot of people do, which is just completely block that out and move forward. Bulldoze your way through. That's a rejection of the pain that you have. And you might get to a place where you have some form of success. You achieve success in some way. But what will happen is these parts of you are still within you. Those limiting beliefs are still there. Doesn't matter how much you achieve in your external world, these parts of you need that integration. And this is why people will achieve some great things and still feel like an imposter. Still feel like they're not worthy enough. This is why people keep themselves really busy and can't sit down with their own thoughts because those parts that have those thoughts are not being integrated. So there's success without peace. Your goal is 80% inner work, 20% action. The strategy of how you do things is going to change and evolve over time. And it's part of the challenge that you're going to face in trying to create what you're trying to create. But your reluctancy to take risks and change those strategies or try new strategies or create partnerships or post on social media, market yourself in a specific way. Whatever that strategy is all going to be limited by the limiting beliefs that you have. So 80% requires you to do the inner work to resolve these limiting beliefs, and 20% is essentially the output and strategies that you have. This is how you become the version of yourself that can achieve what you're trying to achieve. This is how you build your confidence. You don't build your confidence by faking it. You build your confidence by integrating the parts of yourself that don't feel confident, which in turn will get you to be there for yourself. Kind of like you've got your own back no matter what. Even if 100% of the people in your life don't believe in you and don't think you can do it, you can be there for yourself in this way. You'll be your own best supporter to be able to drive forward and actually achieve what you're trying to achieve. Now, if you want to go down the rabbit hole of understanding how to actually integrate these parts of you, you can watch my Limitless Growth Formula by clicking the link in the description or the first comment of this video. And look, I've been where you are and I get it. It sucks and it's hard, but it's meant to be hard. Growth requires hardship. Otherwise, there's no growing. And I promise you, 99% 1% of the people watching this will not do this. So the question is, are you that 1% that will? I'll see you next time.